Robert Romasko, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure to be with you, Sean.
Now, as Congress gets back to work after the government shutdown, of course, they're going to be starting the debate once again on the country's budget. One of the proposals a lot of budget cutters in Congress have put forward is using something called chained CPI to measure cost of living adjustments for Social Security. This is different than the current system. And Rob Romasko, you're advocating against this change. Tell us a little bit about the difference and why AARP is taking this stand.
Chained CPI is a formula to adjust cost of living, and it basically believes that you can substitute hamburger for steak, something cheaper for something else. Well, the facts are folks that are in retirement or have limited incomes, they're already pinching pennies. There is no substitute for a utility bill, a medical expense, or food. So they're down to that level already. The actual effect of that, suppose the CPI was 3%, chained CPI would be 2.7%. That differentiation compounds each and every year over the length of your retirement, or if you're a veteran, you get hit with this too. Remember, this calculation affects every federal program, Social Security, veterans benefits, disabled benefits, and it's basically a benefit cut. Over the life of the time you receive these benefits, earned benefits in the case of Social Security, a program you've paid into your whole life, you'd lose thousands of dollars. And for folks who are living on an average benefit of $14,000 a year, or which is about two-thirds of the average income of the retirees here in Indiana, we think that's severe, bad policy, and we're against it.
Of course, there are many in Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, actually, who say that chained CPI might provide a more accurate measure of inflation or save the government. I think it's over $100 billion. You're saying the damage would be too great for seniors, though, that more accurate measure of inflation, that isn't quite the case.
Well, first of all, we take issue with the more accurate measure of inflation. That's based on a working person who's got the average income of a household in the country is $50,000. If you're making $50,000 and you're a worker, you have one budget. If you're 68 years old and your income is $20,000, you have a completely different budget. So it's an inaccurate measure for the people that are on that, number one. And number two, it does add up to $123 billion. And where does that come from? It comes from the lifeline of Social Security, the lifeline of disabled veterans, the lifeline of benefits. People think that living on $14,000 a year is generous. All those that want to live on $14,000 a year, which is the average Social Security benefit, raise your hand. It's really tough. It's minimal. And we think cutting that over time is a huge difference. Most people in Indiana and across the nation don't want to see the budget negotiation be solved by using the Social Security program. It has its own income source. We do have a solvency challenge. We got to have that conversation. The three-legged stool doesn't exist anymore. It was supposed to be Social Security, your pension, and your personal savings. Let's have a separate conversation. Let's solve the problem in the context of retirement, not balance the budget on the backs of seniors.
Are there any reforms to Social Security or other entitlements that you think you and your members might support? I know you mentioned the insolvency issue. Are there steps that Congress can or should take to help solve that problem and of course, to cut the budget as there's such a significant deficit?
I think we're talking about two very fundamental programs, Social Security and Medicare. Social Security has its own funding source. It's 100% financed by contributions over your lifetime from an employer and your own work. And that has a different structure, and we ought to look at all the different ways to address the solvency problem. We ought to have a separate conversation where we look at encouraging retirement savings, making it easier for people to work longer if they wish. Many of us need to. A third of folks over 65 are still working in some fashion. And we ought to look at Social Security in terms of the adequacy issue. If there are no pensions, retirement savings is meager, why would you cut benefits? Let's look at ways of strengthening that. Medicare is a separate problem. It's a more immediate problem, but there are ways to do two things. Overall health care costs in this country are huge, and the big problem, and Indiana voters understand that, they pinpoint health care costs as the problem with Medicare, not Medicare itself. If we were able to get health care costs to just equal a GDP growth, that would solve about 40% of the federal budget problem. Plus, there are reforms in Medicare that don't affect benefits, but do affect the structure and the process. Prescription drugs, we ought to be able to negotiate with the pharma companies. We can't do that in Medicare right now. That's a way to do it. Increasing the penalties for fraud, another way to do it. More coordination so that people aren't conducting multiple tests. There are a variety of things that Medicare can do that save money in the Medicare program, don't cut benefits, and help address the long-term budget problem. So both programs have challenges. We want a separate conversation in Social Security. We don't think Change CPI is a good way to go. There are ways to address the thing. In Medicare, we support responsible solutions that don't harm beneficiaries.
So bottom line, possibilities within Medicare, but you and your members standing firm on Social Security.
Well, I think the feedback from both nationally and here in Indiana is a separate conversation about Social Security. Let's not go to the Change CPI route, and let's look at different ways of addressing that.
Robert Romasko is president of AARP. Mr. Romasko, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been great being with you, Sean. Thanks for the chance to chat.